Cuomo, who for months resisted renewing New York's temporary income tax surcharge on the wealthy, saying it would hurt the state's competitive edge for business, has now changed his mind. He says he and legislative leaders have agreed to once again temporarily raise taxes on the rich with a new higher tax bracket for those making over $2 million a year. Middle-class earners who make from $40,000 to $300,000 a year would see their tax brackets lowered slightly at a graduated rate. New Yorkers who earn between $300,000 and $2 million a year would see their tax rates go back to the rate they were before the current temporary tax surcharge. That ends at the end of the month. Cuomo, in a pre-recorded video message, says the new system will be more equitable.
I am proposing a fair tax system for New York based on a simple truth. The more you make, the higher the rate you pay. That's what's right, and that's what's fair, and that's what New York deserves. At the same time, we need revenue. As a matter of simple math, there is not an intelligent or productive way to close the current gap without generating revenue.
The combined budget gap is $3.8 billion and growing, and Cuomo and the legislature have essentially guaranteed a 4% increase in next year's budget for schools and health care. The governor blamed Congress's inability to act and the worsening national economy for causing him to reverse his policy.
The economy is not going to get better on its own, and Washington is not coming to our rescue.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who has been a longtime supporter of raising taxes on the wealthy, says he's pleased with the agreement.
This package hopefully will help stimulate our economy, will help us keep the commitments that we've made in education and health care, and allow us to go forward as a state and build upon this.
The speaker presented the tax code changes to his Democratic conference. Senate Republicans were due to hold a closed-door meeting on the proposal on Wednesday. Ron Deutsch, with the pro-Tax the Rich coalition, New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, says the tax changes are a partial victory, but he says they will generate less than half the revenue than had the current temporary tax surcharge been simply renewed at the end of the year.
We're happy that the governor moved on this issue. Certainly, it's a sea change from where we were just a week ago. But I think that in reality, this doesn't generate the type of revenue that we need in New York to address the major problems that we're facing with record unemployment, record hunger, record homelessness.
The package agreed to by Cuomo and legislative leaders also includes a deal to expand gambling in New York through a constitutional amendment, a road and bridge repair plan, and $50 million in additional flood relief. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.